George?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Good, thank you.
Oh, good. I'm doing great. I want to apologize for any background noise. I'm on a cell phone driving a truck down the road.
There you are. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. What I was telling your screener was back in 97, I had started dating this lady, and at the time I didn't know it, that she was involved with witchcraft and Wicca.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the same or not.
No, it's not. Wicca, the people who believe in Wicca are pretty good people. They're darn good people, quite frankly.
It's, yes, sir.
A lot of people think that they're, you know, witches brew and stuff. No, they believe in God and everything else. They just have their own different kind of belief.
Yes, sir. Well, I wished I would have stayed around or hung around long enough to find all that out, but I'll tell you what happened. I had been dating this lady for about five, 6 months, and then eventually we had decided that we were going to spend a night with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So our first chance that we got, decided to stay at her place. Now, I'd always felt kind of uncomfortable in her place because I was contributing just being it's not my home. So, a little uncomfortable. But anyway, the first night that we spent the night together, we were in bed asleep. And I had noticed one of my fears was I was going to snore too loud or something like that. And I noticed that her breathing got real, real low, just real, real calm, almost to, I kind of questioned if she was still breathing.
That scared you, I bet.
Yes, sir, it did.
Yeah.
Well, I drive a truck for a living, and I was tired, and I was trying to, contribute some fatigue. But anyway, I had rolled over to get up. I was kind of dry, my throat was kind of dry. And I seen someone standing at the foot of the bed.
Oh.
And I looked, I had to wait a minute, let my eyes adjust, because at first it was just a silhouette. When I looked, it looked just like my girlfriend. The lady looked just like her from what I could see in the light from the street light.
Who was obviously still in bed, right?
It was right beside me. So I was scared. I hate to admit that, but I was scared, but I got up and went ahead and got me a drink of water, and I thought, well, it's just fatigue. While I was in the kitchen getting a drink of water, the hall light clicked on for the bathroom, or the bathroom light clicked on, and you could see it shining through the hallway. Well, as I passed by, I seen her standing in the bathroom, standing at the sink. Well, I stopped just to see if she was okay, and when she turned around and looked at me, it was my girlfriend, but it wasn't. The lady I was looking at had solid black eyes. Almost no color, which made me lose. I know it had to make me lose my color because I just felt the blood just run out of me.
Did she try to attack you?
No, sir. She didn't say a word. I didn't say a word. I was scared. This is terrible. I mean, I was scared to move, really. We just stood and stared at each other for a minute, and I started to ask her, was she okay? And I thought, I'm going to bed.
How could you do that? I'd be hightailing it out of there.
Well, I mean, I've seen things on the road before at night, especially when I'm tired. I always see silhouettes of trees and stuff like that, and it's just, I always contribute to fatigue. And I was, I could have been having a bad dream for all I know.
Well, you never know. Hey, thanks for the call. I think what I may do next week, remind me, guys, is a trucker's hotline, because they hear and see all kinds of things out there.